Another Vatera, Shulchan Vatera, from Pasha Shmois, from Sefer Shmois. The pasuk begins, Ve'ela Shmois b'nei Yisrael abor Mitzrayim. Why do we mention Yaakov and the brothers Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda? What's the meaning of this whole Sefer is called the Shmois, Sefer Shmois, the Shemois of B'nai Yisrael. What's the whole meaning of it? First Rashi in Sefer Shmois says that Afal b'shemonam b'chayein b'shmois, and even though they were counted already in Sefer Bereishis, Chaza amonam b'misoson, lo'idia chibosan shenim shalu l'kechovim, shmoitzion machnison b'mispar b'shmoisam, you read the Rashi. In other words, there's a chibosan over here of reading the Shvatim, of reading the names of the Shvatim again, and comparing them to stars. The Sefer Shmois begins with the idea of the chiba of Klal Yisrael, the Shvatim, Klal Yisrael, tananim shalu l'kechovim. What's the inyan and what's the pshat over here? Chobabemis is, there's again a very moedic and a kuda, a moedic yisod. And that is, the yisod of Golas is to see the mile of a yid. When we're living amongst goyim, the yisod is that we have so much in common, even though with all the differences that there are amongst yidin, nevertheless we have taka so much in common. Golas is a time where a person has to look at the Maila of a Yid, because he looks the contrast between the Yid and the Goy. When Klal Yisrael all together, when the brothers were all together, they were arguing and they had differences of opinion and they had different hoggers and there was sinner, Rachman and Islan. But when we're living amongst the Goy, the Shoirish of Golas is to be Melamed Zchus in Klal Yisrael and Taka to see the good of Klal Yisrael. Remember, if you go back to Parshas Vayechi, it's a Mordek Avot, Mordek Avertev, that the Talmidim HaShem Tov were Megalatos in this holy sod at the beginning, in Parshas Vayechi. The Pasuk says in Vayechi, Yaakovina said, Hey Osvu, gather together, Va'agidu lachem asashikra eschem. Hey Osvu, the Sarm Magdashim, talk about the importance of Achdus of Klal Yisrael. Parshas Vayechi is already the Nistamoy name Shel Yisrael, Betzaras Hashibud, as Rashi says in the first Rashi of Vayechi. And the emesis is a Peladika Beis Yisrael, the Hilaga Beis Yisrael, Tzchusi Yom and Elena writes, he asks them the Pasuk, where Yaakov Avinu called together Yosef's children, and the Pasuk says in Pasuk Ches, Vayah Yisrael is B'nai Yosef, Yaakov saw the B'nai Yosef, and then two Pasukim later it says, Ve'ein Yisrael kov de mizoykin lo yuchal eros, he can't see. What's happened suddenly in these two Pasukim? Beis Yisrael says a peldik avot. And Rashi brings down, and when it says, Vayah Yisrael is B'nai Yosef, Yemem Mi'eileh, so Rashi brings down that he saw that Yerovim Avot was going to come out from Ephraim and Asher, Achav was going to come out, Achav and Yerovim from Ephraim, Yehu Abanav Mimenashe, and therefore Yaakov Avinu saw Shlechts in the Yid. When Yaakov looked at them the first time, he saw what's going to come out of them. He saw bad, he saw negative, he saw Shlechts in the Yid, says the Beis Yisrael, and because of that he lost his eyesight, and therefore straight after that Takav Ein Yisrael kov them izokim. Pel dikapshat and mori dikapshat of the Beis Yisrael. The Degel Nach Ephraim has a whole long arichus in the whole Indian, how Yaakov Avinu took Ephraim and Menashe and he kissed them. So the pasuk says on this pasuk, Ve'ein Yisrael kov demizoykin leyuchel lirois. Pasuk says, Vayagish oisum eilo, Vaychabek lehem, Vaynashik lehem, Vayosim es Ephraim lefnei Menashe. The Merdik of art from the Helig Degel Nach Ephraim. Degel Nach Ephraim says, Eini Yisrael corresponds to the Chachamim of every door, we'll call the Eini Yisrael. Kovdum Yzoikin corresponds to, they see the sins, they see the Averas of Yidin, who are already Zoikin, they're already old. Kibish Shana by Nasas like a Heta. In other words, these Averas are old, people are living their lives already in a way of Averas, not the way they should be living. La Yuchalirois. Pasuk continue. Taich is the old pasuk, and they can't look at them. They can't look at these Yidin. Haber, what do they do? What's the Breira? What do these tzaddikim do? Says the Helik Degel Machne Ephraim, the tzaddik emes is Vayagish Oysom Eilof. So yeah, he brings them close to him, even though the tzaddik can't look at the Maisim or the bad Maisim. Nevertheless, he's Makar of them. And the Galactic Gemara says in Erevin, Tafilip Poisha Yisrael Malay Mitzvah Karimon. He's Melamit Tzchus, that even the biggest Rishayim are still Malay Mitzvah Karimon. And therefore, Vayagish Oysom Eilof, Yaakov brings them to him. Vayachabek Lehem, also Lashon of Kiruv. He's Makariv, whatever Mamad the Matzah that Yid is, he's Makariv them. Vainashik Lehem, and even Kiruv. kisses them, even though it's Marach. Look, I'm only saying the tumtzes of Zegel Machan Ephraim. Even though it's he can't get to a proper kirva with them because taka de averus. But nevertheless, he's melamed tzchus on them, and it says vayosim and the pasuk says continues vayosim is Ephraim and Ephraim and Menashe. Says Zayla Gedegel Menashe. Menashe is because of ki Menashe lekimis mikol Amoli. Amoli is averus leira omol biyisrael. Menashe corresponds to the aveda, the kilu the bechina of averus. And Ephraim is the lashon of milei mitzvahs kirimoy. That even poishi Yisrael, Ephraim is the lashon prayer of vei. That even Rishayim milei mitzvahs kirimoy. Says the Helik Adegel, vayosim is Ephraim lefnei Menashe. The tzaddik's milam etzchus. That even the Rasha is still prayer of vei, still has a lot of mitzvahs. And if he puts them Ephraim before Menashe, even though ki Menashe habachor says the pasuk, even though the Menashe the averus is the bachor of this yid, even though most of his actions are all averus, but nevertheless vayosim is Ephraim. And his name Menashe, and daf kicking of gits of Eden. But Tzadik Emes always melamed tzchus and klal Yisrael. Pasha Vayechi, we said, was the pasha of the Hachana to Golos. And therefore, the Hachana to Golos is the Indian to be melamed tzchus, and that it should be shalom and shalom amongst klal Yisrael. Eden shouldn't fight together. Because when we're living amongst the Goyim, when we see the Pachisus of the Goyim, of the Goyishkeit, and how they live, we have to think of Klal Yisrael, we have to think of what a Meridik of Maila it is to be a Yid. And Ashreinu Matav Chakeinu a Yid. And even though there's so many differences with Yidin, amongst Yidin themselves, but nevertheless we have to realize that we have to overlook all these differences, and we always have to be Melamed Tzchus, and that Tzchus Taka we're taking out of Golos. If that's the case, then we can understand Taka the Rashi, the beginning of Sefer Shmois. Sefer Shmois, which begins with Golos Mitzrayim, begins Ve'ela Shmois. Shmois is Moira of the Pnimius. The shame of a person is Moira in his Pnimius, on his Mahus, on his Neshama, of his Ruchnistika potential. And the Sefer Shmois begins Ve'ela Shmois B'nei Yisrael. Every Yid has a shame, and every Yid has a Helig of shame. Shinuas Shamam. And a Yiddish name is Moira on a Yiddish Neshama, on Yiddish potential. Even though outwardly there's differences of opinion, however, the Tachlis in Golos is Ve'ele Shmois Bnei Yisrael, to realize that every Yid has his name. And therefore Rashi Taka says, even though they were counted B'chayeim Chazamonim B'misosam Lo'idia Chibason Shenimshul Lepechovim, every Yid is a star, and it's in Golos Taka where it shines. A star doesn't shine by day. In Laila, that corresponds to Golos, there's a mam and a matzah, but we have to look at the stars, we have to see how the stars sparkle, but they only sparkle at night. And they ikar by Golos in Zmanim of Laila, we have to see the godless of every Yid, we have to see how hailing every single Yid is. When we're looking at the Goyim, I think the Svar Magdashim say that Mitzrayim was so immoral, Mitzrayim was such tmeim, was such arelim, is therefore, the Boyim Shalem put us in Mitzrayim. I think Mahan Tamin Bach Shem Tov says that there should always be a limit schus on Klal Yisrael, however low Klal Yisrael fall to Memtet Shari Tumah. Nevertheless, when Boyim Shalem looks at Klal Yisrael, the yachas to the Goyim that they're living in, the Klal Yisrael are sparkling stars. That's the beginning, and that's the hachana. That's the hachana of a golus. And made that net schus we should be zoche taka. The Boyim Shalem should take us out of the golus. The schus that we melamed taka melamed schus on Yidden. If there's achdus amongst Yidden, then we're zoicha, then the goyim look at us, and then the goyim see us in an entirely different light. We should be zoicha to that. Amen.